Hi everyone, this is George Soroy, and welcome to part four of the From Parts Unknown / Excelsior Q&A. Got a great question here from Bill Hald, who asks, I know that you had some very strong inspirations for characters like Matthew and Excelsior. Are there people or combinations of people that you feel inspired any of the characters in From Parts Unknown? Excellent question, and this question has quite a bit of baggage to it. Back when I was in college, I first had the idea of From Parts Unknown. I grew up as a fan of pro wrestling, and this little voice in the back of my head just said, "What if pro wrestling was quote unquote real?" I know that's a real kind of like a loaded question, but at the same time, like it basically what I meant was, what if it was not predetermined? What if the over-the-top characters and over-the-top situations were all really happening in our world? What kind of world would that be? What kind of sport would it be? What type of characters would be in that world? And so that was something that I've been kicking around for a few years when I was in college, before I even started writing it. Originally, it was going to be just a video game proposal, and then I decided I wanted to write it as a treatment for a script to see how it would go. And then it was, well, let's see how it is with the script. And then I wrote about 10 drafts of the script between 99 and 2001, and then in 2001 I decided, to hell with it, let's just start writing the book. So I started writing the novel, and during the time when it was just in the treatment form, I was struggling to figure out the character names to go into this story. And then I started thinking about this short film series that I had written when I was in college. It was called Phoenix Rising. Nothing really came of it. It was meant to be just a very low to no budget production. Dealing with a character who was basically reincarnated as the new savior of our planet, dealing with these underground dwellers who were, you know, just now about to resurface and try to claim the Earth for themselves. It was just a very simple B-movie type of story that I had written, and the characters that were there, the character names, that was one thing that I thought was pretty good about it. The main bad guy was called Lord Vornikai. Again, for those of you who may think that that's just like a spinoff of Lord Voldemort, Harry Potter didn't start until the late 90s. By that time, this was already written, so it's not a case of me stealing from Rowling, and definitely not a case of her stealing from me. This is just a matter of just a little moment of great minds think alike, and I guess those great minds thought that that the enemy's bad guy names that start with V sound pretty cool. That was as far as it goes there. But I really enjoyed some of the character names, specifically Vornikai and the main good guy in the story, which is Kyle Flight. So those character names were taken from Phoenix Rising, because that was a pretty much dead story anyway. Nothing came of it, and quite frankly, I was glad nothing came of it, because looking back on it, I really don't think they were very good. But again, this was college, and it was just something that I wanted to write and just have some fun with. So I basically just took those characters and reformatted them and everything, and made them the head babyface and the head heel in this new world where professional wrestling is actually real, where everything in the ring is not predetermined, and where it becomes a real battle for control, both in the ring and behind the scenes. These particular names, they didn't really come from anything in real life. Obviously, the main character was inspired by The Undertaker in World Wrestling Federation. And then those character names were taken from some earlier work. So hopefully I answered your question satisfactorily. And I am looking forward to more questions from everyone else. Ever upward.